Small Business Spotlight on WUTC. Every day, small businesses deliver for their customers and give locally. Here's Amanda Ellis of the Chattanooga Area Chamber of Commerce with today's guest.
Thanks so much for joining us today. Can you start by telling our listeners a bit about who you are?
Thank you, Amanda. I'm Jeff DeLoach, president of the Chattanooga Times Free Press, and I was raised in Jackson, Tennessee, and my first job in the newspaper industry was at the Jackson Sun while I was attending Jackson State Community College. And after a couple of years of community college, I moved to Memphis to get my degree in accounting at Memphis State University, and I worked in the business office of the Commercial Pill, the newspaper in Memphis. And then I was with Scripps Newspapers, who owned that product, for many years before coming to Chattanooga about almost 4 years ago now. And this is my 41st year in the newspaper business. The Chattanooga Times Free Press will be my last newspaper job, if I have anything to do with that, is my wife and I have every intention of spending the rest of our lives right here in Chattanooga and Tennessee.
Can you tell us a bit about what the Chattanooga Times Free Press does and what your mission is?
Our mission is to provide local and national news coverage through many delivery platforms. You know, when I got in the business 41 years ago, there was one delivery platform, newspaper. But we're delivering what we do through many platforms now, predominantly through digital options that are updated throughout the day, a daily newspaper, two monthly and one quarterly magazine, and a weekly community news product that's delivered to over 150,000 households every Wednesday.
Jeff, I know I read so much coverage over the holidays on people that you all have helped through the Neediest Cases Fund. Could you speak to how the Chattanooga Times Free Press makes a difference for our community?
The Neediest Cases Fund is a long-running tradition at the newspaper. And many, many years ago, when it first started, we would profile individuals in our community that were in a state of need. And another avenue is around, you know, Thanksgiving to Christmas time, when people are thinking about giving and helping out individuals. And so we run those articles about a case of a need, and then individuals for a long time would mail any donations for the program into the newspaper, and the newspaper would then coordinate with nonprofits to disperse that cash to them so that they could use it for serving people in need in our community. Approximately, I think maybe 6 years ago or so, we elected to move that to go in partnership with the United Way of Chattanooga and have those donations sent directly to them and let them handle dispersing that out to other nonprofits in the community. I mean, they are experts at that. That's what they do. And then we work closely with United Way. United Way actually provides a lot of assistance to us with identifying individuals to profile in our articles. And so it's a strong partnership. And in the last number of years, we've raised about $50,000 a year, between 40 and 50, and this year, wow, it exceeded 90 grand this year.
Learn more at ChattanoogaChamber.com.